When you are calm, you can hear your inner guidance, trust your own hunches, and find the flow again. You can manifest faster with intention and purpose. And you can get back on the track that you're supposed to be on, not the one others have pushed you on. That's the whole point of this show. I hope you'll continue to join me and to share the podcast with those who, like us, weren't given the guidebook yet on how to deal with a dumbass. They're everywhere, and we can lovingly let them go on their way. That's the whole point, to stay in the highest gear possible, which is neutral. Thanks again for joining me on How to Deal with a Dumbass, and now it's available on Amazon. Welcome back. I appreciate you being here. This is the intro for season two. I'm your host, Lonnie Ray. A little bit snarky, a little bit spiritual. I believe that we are human beings having a spiritual trip, and my goal is to make it as fun as possible. So, moving right along, quick recap. The way that we recognize the people that get in our way, whether it's unknowingly or because we overrode our knowingness, the traits to look out for, you know, the five red flags. Watch out for those who are apathetic. If they don't seem to care about other people, eventually it'll turn on you. So don't hope for the best, because it hope's not a strategy. Look out for the ones that are willfully ignorant, that in spite of the evidence presented, they put their fingers in their ears and say, la, 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 because they're not going to be open to new information that would be important. And you want to ask yourself, as with all of these traits, is this a quality, a strong quality of a stand-up guy? Is this somebody that you'd want to be in a foxhole with? Can you count on them? That's really what it's all about. The other, AWA, the next A is asleep at the wheel. Those are people bumping along for whatever reason. You know, you want, you've run into them. These are the obvious ones that you just want to say, how did you get this far? You do it with compassion. That's what it's all about. This is the spiritual part, is when you do it with compassion, you are recognizing where they're at and just kind of patting them on the head, so to speak, and stepping away, because you don't have to engage with that. You don't. They're where they're at. That's their trip. You can go on your own, right? The next letter is R for repeat offenders. You definitely want to be on the lookout for people that just are stuck on a hamster wheel, and they keep doing the same thing no matter how many times they call you crying for advice, and seem to follow it even for a little while. They're going to wear you out if they keep coming back with more of the same. Or if on a bigger scale, you notice that the same clowns keep committing the same dumbass mistakes or intentional rulings or what have you, they're on, you know, repeat offenders. Don't overlook it. Don't give them a pass. It doesn't matter what other good they did. Watch out for the other stuff, because that's probably what they're repeating. That's what the mark of a con artist, by the way. Con artist stands for confidence artist. They win over your confidence, and they do it with favors and whatever. Good looks, charisma, compliments, watch out. Because they're setting something up, and it's probably you that's going to take a fall if you don't know what to look out for. So what will happen then is that their real agenda or their true nature will come through. And that's how they've always been. Just ask their old friends. That's a repeat offender. And the E in aware is erratic behavior. That's unpredictable. Would you want to have that in a foxhole with you? That's how you have to look at people now. And it's not being judgmental. It is using your spidey sense, your good judgment skills. And by observing these traits in advance, it's like being able to see around the corner. And that's what you want to do, is keep your mind and your heart open to the right people, places, and things, but also recognize that there are some things you should never open the door for. Okay. Again, it's not being judgmental. We're not putting anybody down. We're just recognizing where they're at. and then deciding to move forward. And that's what season two is all about, is helping you to get to the next place you want to be. And it will require some changes, no doubt. But that's what's going on now. That's the theme. That's our new normal, is change. And being able to be a quick change artist, in other words, say, hey, I'm looking at this situation and, oh, okay, it's not what I would prefer. I'm okay with that, but I'm not okay with having more of it. You know, that question you ask after, oh, okay, is do I want more or less of this? And then you move your feet accordingly. So that's a recap. And I lovingly say the word dumbasses, but within that, the definition is the word stupid. And we have to admit that there are stupid people in life, and there are, you know, brilliant people and high IQ and people in the middle, and it takes all kinds. But the fallout, the collateral damage, that's the price you'll pay for continuing to toy around with the toddlers. So here in season two, we're going to jump off into things that will help you to stay centered and upbeat no matter what is going on out there in the world. I really appreciate you sharing the show. I would love it if it helps you and maybe a youngster in your life. I know I wasn't given these guidelines. How about you? So that we could know who should stay and who should go. All right, let's rock and roll. This is Lonnie Ray. I'm out for now, but I'll be back.